Harper Audio presents Shadow of the Moon, a Dark Guardian novel by Rachel Hawthorne. Performed by Julia Whalen. Prologue. Fear sliced through me, jolting me awake. I was bathed in sweat, trembling. Drawing in a breath was difficult. My chest was constricted tightly, painfully. The blood rushing between my ears almost drowned out the howling wind. It was happening again, worse than anything I'd ever experienced. I'd been born with empathic abilities. When I was near other shifters, I was bombarded with whatever emotions they were experiencing. If one was afraid, I felt his fear. If another was in love, I experienced her yearning, her desires. Anger burned through me, but I wasn't mad. Embarrassment caused my cheeks to flush, even though I wasn't the one who was mortified. Assailed with so many shifters' emotions was like living inside a constantly turning kaleidoscope. Only the various colors were emotions. It made it difficult to know which ones were truly mine. But I was immune to humans, or, as we referred to them, statics. The elders, the wise men of our kind, had become my guardians after my parents' deaths. Recognizing my constant struggle with my gift and the difficulty I'd experience being around other shifters, they'd sent me to a boarding school where all the students were statics. I'd been safe there, lived a somewhat normal life. While in residence there, the only emotions I'd felt were my own. But the elders had insisted that each winter and summer I return to Wolford, our secret gathering place hidden deep in a national forest. The elders thought short periods of exposure to the emotions of other shifters would acclimate me to the empathic experience, would give me an opportunity to learn to shield myself when I didn't want to know what others were feeling, or to embrace the sensations without letting them overpower me, when that was to my advantage. Why I would ever welcome others' emotions was beyond me. It was such an invasion of privacy, theirs and mine. I'd never been comfortable with it. 2 weeks ago, I'd arrived at Wolford. Families had come for the winter solstice last week. It was a time for gathering, for celebrating our existence. So many heightened emotions were swirling around, and even though most of them were happy and filled with gaiety, it could still be overwhelming. The families had left a couple of days ago, but many of the Dark Guardians, the elite protectors of our kind and our hidden haven, had remained. School was out for the semester. My presence was partly a test, a challenge, an attempt to determine if I was yet ready to live among my own kind. Based upon what I was now experiencing, the answer was a resounding no. Never before had the emotions slammed into me with such stark intensity. Never had I known anyone to be this terrified. What in the hell was happening? The unnerving panic refused to relinquish its hold, wouldn't let me clear my head enough to think rationally. Taking deep breaths, I tried to set up a shield between the emotions bombarding me and those that belonged solely to me. I brought forth pleasant images, butterflies and puppies and ice cream, a walk in the park during the spring, the image so vivid that I could almost smell the roses. But nothing worked. I was caught in a cyclone of someone else's dark fears. I couldn't control any of them. All I could do was experience them. Nothing, no one, could spare me from the horror I was subjected to. Light from a full moon spilled in through my window. I scrambled out of bed and dropped to my knees, my legs weakened by another's terror. What was he or she afraid of? What was so frightening? I didn't know who the emotions belonged to, I only knew they were there. I could get a general sense of where they were coming from. The person was outside. I shoved myself to my feet, lurched over to the window, and pressed my forehead to the cold glass. The bright white moon cast a silver glow over the snow-covered landscape. Someone was experiencing his first full moon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?